My name is Ron Case. I've been on Polk Street, living on Polk Street. This will be the ninth year. Now, we're an architectural firm, two-story building where we live above. On one side across the alley is a homeless shelter. And then across the street you have J&D Liquors, which kind of is the down-and-out liquor store that really supplies the people from the homeless shelter. And then next to that, you have a large pornographic store that caters to the gay population. But that didn't discourage us actually from moving into the neighborhood. It was just what property is available and where, and also what we could afford. We definitely didn't have a lot of money, and it could have been a disaster. But I could put up with quite a bit. But also, I can defend, you know, my territory, or, you know, if I see people doing things they shouldn't be doing, I don't mind. I'm not a person that's afraid to, you know, tell them they're doing something wrong or you can't do that. We're working very hard to keep it that way. It's our investment. What we found, not immediately, was people are used to doing whatever they want to do. You go on down to where the new church is now, First Congregational Church, and there was the Rendezvous. It wasn't really familiar with what went on in the Rendezvous, but outside you would have the guys hanging out with, you know, with no shirts on. Just a lot of people hanging out, more than just smoking. And then unfortunately we would notice a lot of underage boys. And I mean, you're kind of in a city. I can understand you're way out in the country. You don't have a shirt on in the city. But it's never that hot in San Francisco. It just seemed to be different. You know, the poor kids looked like they were being prostituted. And that wasn't what you want to see. Well, at the time, we were trying to get everybody together and we're talking to DPW. The neighborhood was able to secure through DPW a $90,000 grant for cleaning up. We got the planning department involved for beautification issues. Dan Diaz, which was a wonderful guy, kind of adopted this area, has given most of the money for trees. Our standpoint was, we do not care what you do on inside. That's up to you and up to your patrons. We do care what you do on the outside of your building. Rendezvous didn't feel like they were doing anything wrong. And that's what, we were shocked. I think we were more shocked than anything that they thought this was acceptable. And that was the other thing we constantly heard in the neighborhood. We've been doing this long before you were here, and you're not going to stop us from doing it again. The Rendezvous wanted to move down the street next to Kutsal. The people on Kutsal were petrified that this is going to ruin their business. So we met in this room with the owners of Rendezvous, and said, how can we work this out? You want to move down here? The planning department says you need our approval. And we said, you have a security problem. We don't like the people hanging out, especially the young boys hanging out. And if you can guarantee us you'll have security and your smoking will be out the side on the alley, then I think we could work this out. They flat out refused to do anything. We don't have to do anything. It's the city's problem. And so we said, okay, you know, we're not going to support your move. But with our coming back to the planning department saying, these aren't good neighbors, We do not encourage them to move. We don't want them to move. They were turned down. They ended up buying Deco Lounge on Larkin Street in the Tenderloin. Well, they came out with a political... They really came out against us. Said we were anti-gay. We were everything in the world against us. And what was kind of ironic about it's just half our organization's gay. At least half the people in there are gay. Half our employees are gay. So we're not anti-gay, but that's, as soon as you can say something negative about somebody, it sticks. You know, everybody's trying to make a living. And I don't think there's anybody making a killing on the street. So they just want to make that living and trying to do it in a decent way. But I think if there is a, you know, some people do get pushed out, that's I don't think that was the intent, but it might be the downside of it, of trying to clean up the neighborhood.